Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, everyone. You know what it is. Welcome to Vibrate and Elevate. This is our classic Sunday show. You already know who this is. This is Miss LaToya Bird, Miss Controversy Bird. And I'm right here in the studio with Miss D. Marie. Peace, baby. How are you?
Peace, peace. I am feeling blessed, too blessed to be stressed, but sort of stressed. So they need a new fan for that one.
I heard you was too blessed to be stressed with a hot toddy over there. What's going on?
Yes, that will cut down on the stress. So see me in 5 minutes, you know, ask me again in a little bit.
I'm going to get at you in a little bit. And speaking about stress and tonight's topic, of course, is about, you know, remixing holidays, new traditions 2.0. I know that everybody can relate to the fact that, you know, stress is high during the holidays. People are sometimes their emotional lows and their emotional highs during the holidays. You know, you're thinking about the loved ones that passed away. You're thinking about so much going on in your mind and your heart during the holidays. So we feel that it's time for a remix, a makeover. It's time for new traditions to provide solutions to our community. And that's exactly what we're going to outline for you this evening, is new traditions and why do we need them? Like, what's going on with the new tradition scene? I feel that the community is definitely in a position to grow and expand and to benefit from something like new traditions, Z. Marie. So, right off the top of the gate, before we even get into anything, what's your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is, it's a good question. It used to be Thanksgiving, but I slowed down on the Thanksgiving holiday. So, oh gosh, wow. What's my favorite holiday? All the ones we get off of work.
That's
my favorite holiday.
Any day that's officially, like, you don't got to come to work. For me, my favorite holiday.
Oh, you know what? I would say New Year's.
New Year's?
Usually. I love New Year's, yeah.
The energy is so different from any of the other holidays that is definitely an iconic holiday globally, everywhere. And for me,
yeah,
I like to chime in on that too a little bit. I do like New Year's, but for me, any holiday, any moment, any day, any cookout where I could break out a deck of cards,
that is the
holiday, because I'm sweeping the flow with me and my partner, whoever it might be, right? I'm getting them books. I'm doing Boston's.
I'm doing all of that.
So.
Dime
for
one
me
time.
Dime every time. Like,
we'll
I'm
run
ready.
Number dimes. We'll run number dimes. Come see us. You know what I'm saying? Facebook.
Come see us,
man.
So for me, that whole thing about, you know, having fun, a little competitive, you know, fun with family and friends, that's all, to me, that's a holiday. And a holiday also to me is where I get the opportunity to just fellowship with family and friends. To me, that's the holiday.
Yes.
And I think we need more of those days. And so actually, you know, Z. Marie, I'm going to challenge you to make all of your holidays the same caliber as New Year's. Is that a hard challenge for you?
No, I like that. I like that a lot, because New Year signifies starting over. It helps us think about rebirth. It helps us think about the cycle of life. And one of the things that as I've become more and more awakened, I'll never get there, right? But as I awaken more and more, I realize time is a man-made thing. So I also think about that in the midst of knowing that we're starting over, that it doesn't mean that it's like a clock, right? So it doesn't have to be those 365 days of starting over. So I don't think that's a hard challenge for me because, I mean, technically every day we get that chance to start over. So I would like to build some, you know, card plans, some good food, some good energy around that during the other holidays and just kind of think of the other holidays as some kind of rebirth as well. So I think I could do that, you know what I'm saying? I think I could parlay, you know, I think I could remix. You know,
a little remix on that. And ladies and gentlemen, this
right.
is really important because a lot of us, we identify, of course, you know, friends, family, good food, and just the time off as a holiday. But sometimes we don't realize that we may be participating, you know, in rituals that we have no clue, but we all in. So it's definitely time for us to be a little bit more aware of what we're celebrating, why we're celebrating it, and really take charge in our festivities and make them purposeful and not just like, you know, something to do or just because everybody else is doing it. And it's a perfect season right now with where we're at as a society, with where we're at as a community, with the family, families being disconnected. It's a perfect opportunity for us to pick out, you know, the best things that we love about celebrating with family and friends and just put that into something new. And so we
right.
have like a new philosophy that we basically have grabbed a hold to, which is the new tradition. It's like, let's come on and give ourselves the opportunity to enjoy one another. How many of you have experienced funerals this year? Exactly my point. Some of you has been back to back to back to back, or you've heard about a friend of a friend, funerals all over the place. And unfortunately, that's kind of like a holiday now, where especially in the Black community, that's the only time you're going to see Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so is at the funeral. And it's sad that we use that as, you know, the only time that we're pushed to make a connection with other family
right.
members and friends. And so I had the opportunity to celebrate the retirement of Brother Va's father, Mr. Stinson, a few weeks ago. And
right.
it was so nice to see, like, his classmates from, like, 30-something years ago, 40-something years ago, still hanging tight and supportive and still vibrant and just coming out to support, you know, his years and decades of service to the company that he worked for. To me, that was a holiday. That marked a holiday. That memory is
yeah.
going down, you know, and everybody's book, all the pictures and everything. And I was like, wow, you know, this holiday business is really legacy building. It's what your memories are going to be made of. And why do something just on default versus doing something with purpose, you know? And that's what really triggered me to start thinking about new traditions. And Z Marie, I mean, we talked about this several times, like it's time to do something new. So we got an upcoming holiday that a lot of people are excited about because of turkey, because of gravy, because of Patti LaBelle, sweet potato
yes.
pies. I mean, like, forget Patti though, but I did shout out to Mr. Chanel. I forget his whole name, Mr. Chanel on Facebook. 7 million hits on that video. All right.
Yeah.
So shout out to
like
somebody,
you know,
doing something creative. And just for those that want to know, because of that video going viral, Patti sales spiked 2.5 million this weekend, like this weekend that we're in right now, because, you know, it's right now, like Sunday, like 2.5 million. Now you tell me that we can't do what we want to do as a group collectively. Our spending power is amazing, and we just showed out for some pie, right? Now, in regards to new traditions, I think we should take our power and really show out on Black Friday. What you think about that, Z Marie?
I think we've showed out on Black Friday a few times now, and I love that tradition. So speaking of new traditions, one thing we do need to tell the people is that some have already, you know, within the last 10 years, been creative. So Thanksgiving,
absolutely,
Christmas, those are like so old school, it ain't even funny. So there are new traditions that have already started, and Black Friday is one of my favorites.
Okay, okay, okay. Now, you said we showed out on a couple of Black Fridays. You mean we showed out how?
I mean by not buying, you know, contributing to the consumer market, contributing to the economy on those days. That's been the edict for Black Americans. Like, let's show America how impactful we are to this economy so that these marketers, so that these advertisers, so that these companies know that our dollars matter. And in fact,
mm-hmm,
there's been all kind of, you know, Black consultants and just Latino consultants, different consultant companies hired to help companies figure that out. Like, what do Black people want? So there's problems with that. But at least we're being acknowledged. But, you know, obviously the problem is, well, Black people don't all want the same thing. So you have to be really good about looking at the different age groups and looking at the different classes and looking at the different regions of the country that we live in. But at least the conversation is happening. And I feel like that is a direct correlation to showing up and showing out in a different way, ironically, by not spending our money on Black Friday.
Right. I think that not just the Black community or the brown community, I think the lower income community as a whole, we just need to band together. And,
exactly. It's more
and
us
flip
than them,
the
like,
script.
Crazy.
Right.
The
like,
we
there's
brown,
a small
we brown pennies around this thing. You find us everywhere. I'm sorry.
Right. We're not at the top 5th percentile. You know, we beat up at the 95% working check to check. And
hey,
we have the audacity, you know, to make a wish list that
right,
this is what we want. Like, we should be so empowered to find solutions on our own. And then just really evaluate what's important to us. For example, you know, I got to get on the guys out there when it's time to celebrate. They want to buy these bottles and bottles. And I'm like, you buying bottles in the club, well, you can get the same ripple at the corner store. You feel me? For the $5. Like, why? You know, turning bottles up, like, just, you know, we spending money frivolously, you know, in celebration of what? And so I just want us to get into alignment of, you know, when we're celebrating, what are we really doing? What messages are we really sending? And are we trying to establish, like, a legacy? I remember Z Marie, one of the shows, like two shows ago, we talked about,
mm-hmm,
you know, our altar. We talked about the Day of the Dead, the Mexican Day of the Dead, and how,
yeah,
that was an awesome tradition. You participated in that up in Chicago, and how, you know, you were supposed to have like an altar of the person that passed away, and it was, you challenged,
mm-hmm,
us, like, what is our altar going to look like? So,
yes,
what are we going to be celebrating? What are we going to be representing in our family? Some of us know aunties and uncles, they just know for Christmas, or they just know for Thanksgiving. But with this day and age at hand, I need us to grab hold onto some new traditions, like Trayvon Martin Day, or, I don't know, just a twist on celebrating Martin Luther King. Like, we need to get outside of this just mundane, like, rat race, this hamster wheel thing that we do year in and year out, and it's not really serving us. So one of,
yes,
the things that I want you guys to consider for new traditions, and we talked about this last week, and I'm not going to go into it, but service. Incorporate service somewhere in your tradition. Incorporate giving back, because that's going to be your contribution to the community. You want to do that. You want to do some research. You want to find out, you know, what is it that you would like to honor and represent which god or goddess do you want to honor on this day or that day? It's time to just put your, you know, all of your attention on what's really important, because your children in the community, they're watching you. They either joining, you know, forces with you, doing nothing for nothing, or you guys are doing something with purpose behind it. So I just want you to find what's valuable to you and kind of build a holiday around that. You know, it's a gentleman that's coming to mind right now. I can't think of his name, but Brother Voss Simpson of Unconquered Minds, he's always on top of making sure we recognize people from the past that did something impactful. And I remember him changing his profile picture to the Young Brothers. But it was the youngest person to die on death row, I believe. I can't think of his name right now. I'm going to try to pull it up.
Stinney.
But, so, Stinney. Yes, what is it again?
Stinney, I think, is the last name. I could look it up, too.
We're going to try to look that up. But he made a big push about, you know, honoring, you know, this person's life. So, boom, that was a holiday right there. So find out what it is
George,
that you're interested
George
in.
Stinney.
George Stinney. Okay, so
he was executed at age 14.
Right, and the youngest at that particular time. And so we don't want these things to happen again. So as you're, you know, observing a holiday, you want to do the research. You want to showcase that to the people that you're going to be celebrating with and showcasing the person who you're honoring, because that's what it's all about. You have a matriarch, patriarch in your family. Make their birthday or the day that they passed away, make it a holiday. Honor that person. For me, it's Papa. Like right now, I'm looking at my altar right now, his picture right there. I already know what he like, coffee. He want to chill out. He don't want to be bothered. He want to relax, you know, and he may want to listen to some blues. And, you know, you got to know who you're celebrating and why you're celebrating. So sometimes when these holidays come up, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, we really don't know what we're celebrating. We're just on the bandwagon. Like, let's carve up this pumpkin that looks scary. Let's just pass me the gravy. Just, you know, like we just keep going through this thing like a holiday robot, Z Marie. And I think it's time for us to be held accountable of what we're celebrating and what we're really, you know, involved in.
Yes. All of that is very good. I think one of the great things about this is we get to evolve. So I guess there's two great things about this. One, we got the power to create a damn holiday. Let's go. And then two, we get to evolve. So whatever that new holiday is, like you said, Ms. Controversy, for example, if we have the Day of the Dead in the Mexican culture, let's say we start to do that in the African-American culture, I personally would like to see us celebrate slavery like the Jews celebrate slavery, and they celebrate their emancipation, if you will. They celebrate the fact that they're no longer enslaved, and then what they do at a Seder is pray for the people who are still in slavery. So why does that help us evolve? Because so many of us are ashamed of our past, are ashamed of slavery, talking about African Americans. And so this is something very important. This is something, in fact, Kwanzaa is kind of doing. Kwanzaa is kind of taking us back like, hello, you're not American. You had a tradition before your slavery. You had a culture before you were ever enslaved. You're not a slave. You're African. And so Kwanzaa is helping us rethink about those traditions and actually think, because some of us were never introduced to them, so it's not rethink. Kwanzaa helps us to think about that, but I personally would like a holiday totally on slavery, not just on the fact that we're African in America, but like on slavery, and so that helps us evolve into a people who love ourselves. So that's my two mm-hmm. points. Like, I love this conversation because it's about your power to create, like, go ahead and make that little holiday, maybe like a baby mama day. I don't know. Shoot, whatever's on your heart. and then that helps us evolve.
Oh, no, not
like,
the side chick
you
day.
Know. So the side chick day, you feel me? Because all I'm really making with that point is that you have power. And so don't let anybody dictate what holidays should be. you go ahead and dictate them. Now, if they fooly, I ain't going to follow it, but at least you know you have the power to be as foolish or as wise as you want. And that is true freedom. That's true freedom, yeah. And so I think that's underlining what we're saying when we say create new traditions. We're trying to say free yourself from these old ones, you know, or remix these old ones. So, yeah, to give them value. And it's just like a thing where you need to switch it up. Like, life is very, very, recursive. Like, the same thing happens all the time. Like, this is, I'm 36 years old for almost a month now. So, this is going to be my 36th goddamn Thanksgiving. Like, I'll be damned if I eat another fried turkey. I need something new. So, it's just that as well. Like, we need new things to happen in our lives to stay excited. And so I love this conversation because it has so many positive implications for what it could bring in different areas of our lives.
It's true. And shout out, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but Dr. Karinga, you know, the brother who invented Kwanzaa.
You know,
a lot of people, you know, it's hard for people to embrace it. They like, this made up behind holiday. Well, did you research it or do you even know what it represents? And
I went to a Kwanzaa celebration. I have to say this in controversy. Sorry for cutting you off. I went to a Kwanzaa celebration last year in Chicago. And that's one of the first things the brother said. He said, do y'all realize every holiday is made up? Get out of here with all that foolishness. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like when you tell these immigrants to go back to their country, you an immigrant. Get out of here. Like, I understand immigration is a whole conversation. So, yes, we need to have that as a republic. You need to watch your words because you an immigrant. Like, you need to understand. It's two conversations happening. You know what I mean? It's these holidays.
No, what's
that
happening
have been
is the
explained.
Ignorance. The ignorance
right.
is what's
well,
coming
yeah,
to the
that's...
table when somebody says, like, this is a made up behind holiday. So what? Thank you. Look at what's at hand. The fact that we do have the power, and that's why this is a solution for the community. We have the opportunity to put energy where it needs to be. So I think talking to parents right now, parents, it will be to your great benefit to sit down with your children and find out what they're into, what they're interested in, and build holidays around that. You want to build, you know, new traditions to create solutions for you and your family. We already know the family is not communicating properly. We already know accountability is not there. We already know it's a little stress, you know, there as it relates to parents having to provide, so on and so forth. You know, it's so many different factors. But if parents and caregivers just took the time to, you know, vibe with your kids, figure out where their frequency is at, and find out what's important to them, you guys can come up with your own holiday. And this is like, you know, a preview to the Creative Culture Conference. This is one of the things that I think that I'm going to have the families do is to create their own holiday. And a lot of times, you know, we have family reunions. That's where everybody comes together and do sometimes the same damn thing, like even remix that. Come on, like look at us as a society. We still wearing button-up shirts and pants. Like when are we going to get futuristic with something? Like I feel like it's so time, you know, appropriate right now for change on a lot of different levels. And why not have fun with it? By creating new traditions. So we do have a few callers on the line. Let me see if I can open up the line. Last four digits, 1795. Thank you for vibrating and elevating. Do you have a new tradition?
Yes, I do. How you doing, love?
Peace, peace. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Brother Bowtie.
Oh, goodness.
Hey.
Hold on. Let me put some shots out there for Brother Bowtie.
Yes.
Look, before Brother Bowtie even say anything, we have we're going to make a national Bowtie holiday if it isn't one already. So I'm going to need a Bowtie, Brother Bowtie.
I got you. Say no more. No, but
hey, that's two
what?
Bow ties. That's two bow ties.
I got
you. Like
say
that
no
bow
more.
Tie. What's up?
send the address through Facebook, and it'll be in the mail next week. But listen, I was thinking more like I commented on your page when you actually made this post, and I was like, I was calling it the Garvey Fest. I think we should make a holiday called Garvey Fest. A lot of us know about Marcus Garvey, but we don't know that Marcus Garvey actually, what most people don't know is that Marcus Garvey actually brought to the United States, the Negroes in the United States, how can I say, strength, hope, and fearlessness. Most Negroes who were slaves before Marcus Garvey came over, they always had that little slave mentality. You know, even if they had money, it was like, yes, master, yes, master. But Marcus Garvey taught them, like, nah, don't say yes to them if they ain't saying yes to you. Don't let them call you boy, you know. So I think we should do it. And what Marcus Garvey is doing, a lot of people know that he helped Jamaica and Haiti and plenty of other countries. But the reason I say Garvey Fest because all these other countries that he helped, you know, whether it was freedom or liberation or whatnot, that all these countries should get together and we should celebrate these different countries, what they eat or their dances, their music, you know, just make it like a whole little weekend festivity, you know, something like that. Yeah. So,
oh,
you know,
go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. And I also was thinking about, kind of weird, but my son actually told me this, because I was looking at the History Channel, but, Mansa Musa Day, the richest man that ever walked this earth.
Aww.
And he was a black man.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of us don't know that, you know, the richest man that ever walked the earth was Mansa Musa. But, you know, that's, we got to celebrate it because if we don't celebrate, they don't continue to uncelebrate our ones that do, you know, that is worth their being celebrated. So,
yeah. And the way you celebrate that is getting your money up. That's the day you make it rain. That's the day that you should, you know, Mansa Musa Day. I'm sorry, I love that day. Like, that's the day that you're supposed to wear gold chains. That's the day you're supposed to wear your gold teeth.
Yeah, and even if you don't got none, go to the flea market and buy the fake ones, you know.
Stop
it, doing
it right?
For Mansa Musa, you know. You know, we dress up for costumes for Halloween. You know, we should have some kind of little fake store that sells fake gold jewelry. That way men can dress up like Mansa Musa used to dress. You know, all women can dress up like some of his wives or queen or whatnot.
My goodness.
You know, we go this thing out.
Listen, Brother Bowtie, I have to chime in. Let them wear our princely robes. Okay? Remember that from Coming to America? And shout out to the Carter family for their dope Halloween costume as you know, the prince and the queen and everything. And they had little Blue Ivy as you know, But yes, our princely, like, when is the day, where's the holiday that we get to dress up like kings and queens, right?
But it could be done.
You know, and I think that's most important, especially in our community, because it will instill so much into children. It will in community the day that you get to dress like a king, a queen, a princess, and a prince. Z Marie, oh my goodness, like I already want to look for an outfit. Like I'm already trying to look for the royalness because this changes so much. This changes our outlook on the past. That way we got to look up, what is a king? What is a queen? Oh, you mean to tell me these were real people, right? And this is my lineage, so on and so forth. So, you know, I hear so much when you're saying this Garvey Festival and so, you know, so on and so forth, and celebrating different, you know, cultures and food and so on and so forth. This is huge to me. So thank you for bringing that point up.
And one more thing that I think we should do, and then we should start working on this right now. It won't cost no money, but you know how they give us February for Black History Month. I say the first Monday in March, we call that Ancient Egyptians, Kings and Queens. And I don't care where you is, but, you know, let's just remind them, like, no, we ain't just, you know, celebrating February. We're going to carry on to the next month by one way or another. And we send our kids to school, if you do send your kids to school, you know, with a crown or, you know, whatever on their head.
I love it.
On their head. Yeah. or and even if we want to take off work, we know, you know, these days everything is trendy. So if we just put it out there good enough, you know, Monday will be, you know, they'll turn that to a holiday, the first Monday of March. Egyptian
That's
King
right.
And
it's up to us. It's up
yeah.
to us to take charge. Thank you, Brother Bota. I'm going to go to the next caller. We appreciate you. Next caller. I do believe this is one of our supporters. Last four digits, 3974. Peace, peace. Welcome to the call.
Hey, what's up?
Peace, brother. How
Welcome.
Are you?
I'm all right. How y'all ladies doing?
You're going better than
doing
you.
Doing real good.
Creating holidays.
Brother
Vaughn,
y'all hear me? This is Brother Vaughn. Okay. How you doing, Sister Toy and Z Marie? How y'all queens doing?
Hold on, let me show you how we doing. We're doing so good, making
shots.
I know that's right.
Creating holidays.
Yeah, hey, and I'm all for that creating a holiday because I'm all about creating. So all everything Brother Bowtie said, you and Z Marie said, I'm all for that. Because I can't stand old traditions. I like, you know, the world is changing every day. So why should we keep doing the same thing? Like Lee Marie saying, you say year in, year out, year in. Nah, they get old, man. Now we just some kind of holiday robot, holiday.
Yeah.
Space, you know what I'm saying? Then most of, like you said, most of them don't even know what these holidays mean. So, you know.
That's right.
We might well put sun in their face. And just like you said, within your family, who was the elder? Great grandma? She passed? When her birthday? Okay, y'all know this is a holiday. We going to eat good. Somebody might dress up like grandma and come around the house tripping
mm-hmm.
like grandma. So y'all can remember this is what she stood for. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And she made a way
Beautiful.
For all us. She made a way for all us. So I'm all for that, man. And I definitely love grandparents. So we can do a great grandma, great granddaddy day. My great granddaddy, he rolled in a wheelchair. And he ain't play. You know what I'm saying? He, matter of fact, he'd have popped my daddy in with a whip. So, you know, his birthday, somebody roll out there in the wheelchair looking like Poppy. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. But I'm all for that, man. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely appreciate everything y'all doing, all the information that y'all bringing 402 about these holidays. All you got to do is listen to the name. Holiday. Them people were hollering. You know what I'm saying? Crying and screaming. So why would you even celebrate somebody for hollering? And, you know, so, you know, we, you know, they just, you know.
I can't.
You can't expect everybody to wake up at the same time. But guess what? When it's time to wake up, they better be ready. They're going to be looking for vibrating, elevate, unconquered minds. Or they're going to be trying to run to us a group in a minute. That is serious.
There you go.
That's going to be
man.
The new tradition is getting involved as well. Like we're encouraging not just, you know, holidays, but new traditions of getting involved and getting behind whatever it is that you stand for.
Who remember that song? I think that. I don't know who's saying. I don't want to be wrong. I just say something like, get your back up off the wall. Get involved. Don't be a fool. Stay in school. I'm telling you, that right there, they gonna want to get involved in a minute. Let your mind become a tool. And that, you know, that was educating right there, but people weren't listening
That's
to it.
That's a motivational
you know
song.
Yeah, it's real motivational, you know what I'm saying? Pick up your energy,
and
how you vibrating and elevating. But
That's right. I was just going to say
like,
shout out to... Hold on, Brother Val, I'm sorry. I was going to say shout out, since you mentioned that, the Get Involved song, I'm going to say a shout out to all PE teachers that's doing it different. I remember when I used to sub
Straight
about
up.
11 years ago, they played the electric slide and like some cha-cha music as the opening exercise. I was like, whoa, this is definitely new and different. So wherever you're at, if you can throw in a little spice, if you can throw in a little something different and create a new tradition, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a community leader, no matter what it is, do it. Do it because it's going to make a difference and people are going to, the kids are going to remember you, the community is going to remember you.
Well, definitely. So that's the new project right there, you know what I'm saying, working on, which what we gonna do and how we gonna do it. I think we should be doing something every month, though. You know what I'm saying? They killing us every day, so why not come together at least once a month and show them people
right.
that hey we do love each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm tired. Of, you know, I'm gonna jump all this topic real quick. I'm gonna let y'all ladies do y'all thing. Cause I'm actually on the road. But this reactionary thing was going on, man. Everybody putting a friend's flag on their pay, but don't even know what these people did to your ancestors. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just mind blowing to me. Like, you know, and I'm just encouraging everybody: wake up, do your homework, man. You know, so that's all I want to say about that. So,
and it's terrorism
even with the holidays.
In all kind of countries. It's not just these European countries that's
yes.
being terrorized. All kind of people, brown people, being terrorized. So why
yes.
are we only on one bandwagon? So that's a problem
yes.
too. It's global terrorism.
That's part of what waking up and we creating and we changing a lot of these things that's going on. So I say, hats off to you, Queen. Matter of fact, I'm bowing down. You know, to you, to your royalnesses, and I'm showing much love and much support on my end for y'all. And let's create these new traditions, these new holidays.
Peace,
love.
Thank you. That new tradition about support—that is a huge tradition that I think we are exercising. Me and Z Marie, we're doing that. That we've been all about that probably since the show started and supporting. Especially our special guests and our supporters and our callers that have been on the show. We're all about that. That is one of our new traditions, is to support. All right. Z Marie, I know we got a few more minutes left before we out of here. Our special guest wasn't able to make it on. I don't see his number in the queue. I had Mr. Aaron Funky Fresh Mitchell, who proposed a new tradition for Thanksgiving. So we're going to give you this twist, and I'm going to let Z Marie take it away. The new Thanksgiving with a twist is, if you're so thankful, the number one thing you should be thankful for is your life, right? So if you're thankful for your life,
wait, rewind.
Okay. I'm good. Okay, so if the number one thing you're thankful for is your life, hello, like, why not use a day like Thanksgiving to show how valuable your life is, not only to yourself but to those around you? And the way that you can do that is by eating your healthiest. Okay, I'm going to say that again. So on Thanksgiving, you're going to be so thankful that you're going to eat your healthiest on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So we're talking about taking your traditional dishes that you would normally eat, but putting that healthy, elevated health spin on it. So it might be vegan mac and cheese, or it might be a vegetarian mac and cheese. So you want to put that elevated health on whatever you're consuming this Thanksgiving. And although we know you're going to come against some obstacles, like grandma and auntie who are like, forget that, I'm putting pigtails, pig foot, and, you know, everything else as usual in my dish. But you can have a little table with, you know, the elevated health spread. You know, whoever wants to participate with the challenge, whoever wants to, you know, say, you know what, I am going to make something healthy. You can have your little table over there, your little buffet for the healthy people. And get it on like that. So when Aaron shared that with me, I called Z Marie right away. I was like, yo, you hear this? Like, we on that. We on that.
I'm
100.
All over it. Yes.
So that is
more than
what it is.
92. 100. Yes. I love that. You mentioned a great way to get at it, right? So we know Nana and Uncle Jim, they not really trying to hear that, right? They 80 years old, 70 years old, and they've been doing just fine with pig feet. So they might not be trying to hear it. But there will be some people in your family, probably a little younger, who will want to partake. And I will say this, Ms. Controversy, I have been able to get one of my aunts, who is in her 70s, to cook collard greens without meat. So she'll always put that to the side for me. So that's the beginning, right? And so now we're taking it to the next level where we're saying, like, maybe the whole three courses could be made with some ingredients that are natural in a way that is more holistic and natural. So I just wanted to make it fly real quick and say what Miss Controversy is talking about, this fly new tradition we just mentioned to y'all. Y'all can go ahead and Facebook that. Like, we feel real fly about it. What I want to say is your health is your wealth. My dad is 71 years old. He robbed the cradle. My mama is 59. My dad is 71.
Stop.
And one thing he always talks about is, well, I don't know why you're going to work if you're eating chicken. I don't know why you're going to work if you're eating pizza, because you're going to work and making money, but you're going to drop dead. So he's very, very interested in how your health comes before your money. Like, your health is your money. How are you going to continue to work that job if you're not eating, you know, properly? So we've heard old heads say that. So now let's start to believe it. We see what Big Pharma's doing. We see how much it costs to go to the, you know, doctor these days. We see how they're really trying to push healthy food, because they're like, diabetes, high blood pressure, which I have. They're saying these things are very preventable. Some people just kind of have it, like Asians and Blacks have a higher propensity to have high blood pressure. But honestly, 50% of that propensity is based on our diet. So again, elevating our consciousness around our food, and that's how we can make it fly. We can start to think of our health as our wealth in like a real serious way. Like, literally, you dragging yourself into work is not helping the company, but it's not helping you, more importantly. So let's try to up our game. Let's try to have some Bragg apple cider vinegar in the morning. Let's do a little whatever Miss Controversy got going on in her kitchen, because it's all fly over there. So, we got recipes coming at you. We got a lot of stuff in store, and so we just feel so blessed to be able to share this information, because the world is waking up, and we want Black people, we want people of color, we want young people to be a part of the awakening. It's not just for rich people. It's not just for white people. It's not just for people in those centers.
Everybody.
You know what I mean? It's for everybody, and so that's why this is so important to us, because you may not know it if you don't got cable and you watch Oprah, or you may not know it if you can't afford to go to Temecula, California, where they have a lot of these kind of like satans, I think I'm saying it correctly, where you could just kind of like relax for three weeks out of the month, you know, and go meditate. Most people can't do that. Most of us are in a day-to-day grind. So we want to bring all this beautiful information that the people who can afford to take all these vacations in the mountains and shit, we want to bring that to you. We want to bring the information that people who can afford to go to Whole Foods, we want to bring that to you and tell you you can do that with your EBT card. So best believe
that's
this
right.
is information that you need to share. Share this information. Facebook us. Like, for real. It's time.
And check us out on vibrateandelevate.com. Please check out that blog post that I posted up. Shout out to Probation Station, New Tradition,
yes.
Caring about your family from a legal point of view. It's so much that can go into, you know, this conversation. This conversation is very rich and very heavy with what you need. Traditions need to be taken seriously, not lightly. So we want to make sure you're putting your family first, putting your goals first as you design your traditions. So also check us out on elevatedhealthandwealth.com. I guess Z Marie is making me put up some recipes on there so that you can elevate
Please.
Your health during the holidays and have fun while you're at it, and go back for seconds without thinking about calories or anything like that. So we thank you so much. Peace and blessings to you. Catch us in the same place, same time next week. All right? So that's vibrateandelevate.com. Peace, everyone.
Peace.
Z.
Z. Yes. What?
New holiday. That's power.
No turkey for me. 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 Look, that's all I got.
Look, old jive ass Santa Claus.
Old jive ass turkey ass. Hey.
Shout out to all the callers calling in. Thank